This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. A COVID-19 case in Aniak has put the Middle Kuskokwim Hub community into lockdown. That means public buildings have been closed and residents are ordered to stay in their homes. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Following the COVID-19 case in Aniak, the Gusbuck School District closed its schools to students in all eight villages it serves. In Aniak, Mayor Erica Kamaroff says the lockdown means teachers can't go inside the buildings either. Non-essential businesses have been told to close, and subsistence activities are only allowed with household members. Any essential workers traveling to the community are required to provide their company's COVID-19 safety plans and self-quarantine logs. Kamaroff says Aniak has a responsibility to others to take this COVID-19 case seriously.
Because we are a hub village, and things don't only affect our village, but the other villages that we help and provide services to.
She says a positive case was an Aniak resident who traveled back from Anchorage. Upon returning to the village, Kamaroff says the individual did not self-quarantine. Then they received a positive COVID-19 test result.
I'm sure had they had known sooner, they probably would not have been going around the way that they did. But, I mean, that's all things that are, everything is so much clearer in hindsight.
Aniak residents have a number of testing options. Kamaroff said the sub-regional clinic there has rapid testing and drive-through testing, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is sending 450 additional test kits following the positive case. Currently, YKHC offers testing for passengers arriving in Aniak from Anchorage, but Kamaroff says that's not enough. She says testing should be done for passengers arriving from Bethel and other areas as well.
For a long time, a lot of it was like, oh, but that's in-region traveling. But people coming from Bethel, they're coming from a place where there are many known cases.
According to Kamaroff, this is not the first time an Aniak resident has tested positive for COVID-19. She says community members have been infected while in Anchorage before, but were able to receive their positive result and self-isolate before coming back to the village. But now that it's in the community, she says a pandemic feels more real.
I really do hope that it opens people's eyes up to we do have it here now.
Mayor Kamaroff says it's time for people to be proactive and take precautions for the greater good of the community. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
And at least three other communities are in lockdown across the region as the number of coronavirus cases climbs. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur reports.
New Napachuk has entered its second week of lockdown after a resident tested positive for the virus and another resident died. Mayor Noah Weiss says the community will remain locked down until the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation tells them they can lift restrictions. He says, quote, "We are all really scared." Weiss says on Saturday, YKHC tested New Napachuk residents for the virus and will issue test results within the week. Weiss says he doesn't know how many people volunteered for testing. He says he was one of them. The nearest community to New Napachuk has also locked down. The Kasigluk Traditional Council issued a stay-at-home mandate on Saturday. The mandate prohibits visiting within the community. Households are permitted to send only two members to the store, post office, and other public places. A nightly curfew begins at 9 p.m. Any travel outside Kasigluk requires approval by the Kasigluk Police Department. Anyone caught traveling outside the community without permission could have their boat and motor impounded. Also, anyone violating any part of the mandate could face fines. A third community, Napakiak, is also under lockdown. The community sits about 15 miles downriver from Bethel, where cases spiked over the weekend. The native village of Napakiak issued the lockdown on Monday. The emergency declaration prohibits all non-residents from entering the community. Only law enforcement, health professionals, and contractors are allowed to enter with permission from the tribal office, and they must provide a negative COVID-19 COVID-19 test result. Residents are asked to only travel outside the community for health, legal, and subsistence activities. Napakiak residents returning from outside the community must quarantine with their household for 14 days. All residents are urged to wear face masks in public, and businesses that do not require masks will be fined. The tribe asks everyone to look after elders. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And two Kauskeg residents drowned Friday morning after their boat capsized. Searchers found the overturned boat about 15 miles downriver from Aniak, according to state troopers. The two deceased are Glenn and Natasha Kamaroff. One person on board survived, Nick Levi. He flagged down a passerby who called for help. Searchers from Aniak and Kauskeg found the boat and recovered the bodies. Both have been sent to Anchorage for autopsy. Troopers do not suspect foul play. And finally, the city of Bethel is considering a new tax on soft drinks. During tonight's meeting, Bethel City Councilmember Michelle DeWitt will introduce an ordinance that would change a 1 cent per fluid ounce tax on sugary beverages. That means a can of Coke would cost 12 cents more than it does now. DeWitt wants to put that money towards parks, playgrounds, and building more boardwalks. Her ordinance argues that recreational attractions like that would help Bethel organizations hire and retain staff. Without a property tax, DeWitt says, Bethel has a smaller revenue base than similarly sized Alaskan cities. Much of the rest of the city council meeting will center around the coronavirus pandemic. Councilmember Haley Hansen wants the city to give Bethel Community Services Foundation another $500,000 for aid to Bethel nonprofits. The city has already given BCSF $1 million for that purpose and another $1 million intended for Bethel businesses. And Councilmember Mark Springer wants to take a look at rehiring former Councilmember Leif Albertson, this time as the director for the city's Emergency Operations Center. At the last meeting, the council voted not to renew Albertson's $90 an hour contract as a public health consultant. City Manager Vinny Carrazza, who is currently filling the Emergency Operations Director position, submitted his resignation last Tuesday. There is no action item on tonight's agenda regarding the soon-to-be-open City Manager position. Tune into the Bethel City Council meeting broadcast live on KYUK 90.3 FM starting at 6:30 p.m. We will be broadcasting the Republican National Convention at the same time on our AM station. Again, Bethel City Council will be broadcast on 90.3 FM. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.